In this example, we are considering ratio estimation under a simple random sampling design. Our data are already in WESFAR format, and we're ready to begin our analysis by clicking on the new WESFAR workbook button. This opens up a dialog box from which we can select our data file, and we click on Open. For our purposes, we'd like to make a table, so we click on the Table button, and we will add a single table set to our workbook. After clicking on that button, we select the variable that we would like to use to make the table. In our example, we're going to select the variable total count, or TOTCNT. We've selected this variable for the sole reason that it has only one value. In other words, the variable is a constant. We don't care what the value of the variable is, but it will only add one row to the table because it's a constant, and this will make the table much easier for us to interpret. We highlight our variable, we click on the single arrow to move it into the selected box, and we click on Add as New Entry. We can see now that the variable TOTCNT is now showing up under the node table set number 1 in our workbook. Next, we're going to select the Analysis Variables node, and we will select variables for our analysis. We are going to select PHARMEXP. I will use the control key, select our next variable that we would like, TOTMEDEX, and I will use the single arrow to move both of those variables into the selected box. We can see that both variables show up now under the Analysis Variables node, and we're ready to move on and click Computed Statistics. We would like to calculate the ratio of these two variables. I'm going to name the ratio, ratio. You can call it whatever you want. I'm going to double click on what will be the numerator of the ratio. Single click on the divide it by key, and then double click on what will be the denominator of the ratio. We see that the ratio has been formed the way that we want in the computed statistics box. So we click on Add as New Entry, and now we see that the ratio shows up under the computed statistics node of our workbook. Next, we need to click on the Options node, and we need to change the FPC from its default value of 1 to 0.125. The calculation of this FPC is shown on our web page, and now that we have made all of our selections, we're ready to go to the top of the screen, click on the green arrow that says Run Workbook Requests, and now we click on Requests, View Output, and we open the nodes of the tree so that we can see the table that we have created. The marginal sum of weights value of 8 indicates the population total. This is based on 7 observations that we see in the column called cell underscore n. We look at the marginal TOTMEDEX value of 3222857, and this is the total value for this variable. The next row that says marginal PHARMEXP value of 1028571 is the total for that value. And the ratio, which is the value that we were actually interested in, is shown in the marginal ratio value row, and it is 0.3191. And this concludes our analysis.